This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Israel called on Saturday for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi, in a further indication that the military is pressing ahead with its plans for a ground attack on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens. Deadly flash floods have struck northern Afghanistan. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
More than 300 people are dead after flash floods caused by unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan, according to the UN Food Agency. The World Food Program is distributing fortified biscuits to survivors of the flooding, which has mostly hit the northern province of Baghlan, as well as neighboring regions. A spokesperson for the Taliban government says all available resources are being mobilized to rescue people, transport the injured, and recover the dead. The UN says the floods are a stark reminder of Afghanistan's vulnerability to the climate crisis. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending more military aid to Ukraine amid Russian advances in the east. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The $400 million package comes amid what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday is a really difficult situation in the east. Adding with more weapons, we'll be able to stop them. The package includes rocket systems, Patriot missiles, artillery rounds, and armored vehicles, among other things.
And all of those will be useful to them as they try to defend against Russian offensive moves.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the weapons are coming from existing U.S. stocks so they can get to the warfront faster. It's the third aid package since Congress passed funding for Ukraine 3 weeks ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Sudan's military and allied armed groups have staved off an attack by a paramilitary group and Arab militias on a major city in the western region of Darfur. The attack on Friday was the latest by the Arab-dominated rapid support forces against Al-Fashir, the provincial capital of North Darfur province. It's the last city that is still held by the military in the sprawling Darfur region. Sudan's conflict began in April last year when tensions between the leaders of the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 1,000 protesters marched on Saturday against Tesla and the planned expansion of its factory near Berlin. The organizers Disrupt Tesla criticize, among other things, that the expansion plan includes the clearing of 50 hectares of forest to build a freight train station in a groundwater protection zone. They are also concerned that the plans could be approved against the will of the local community. On Friday, protesters clashed with police as some attempting to storm the site of the Tesla factory. Further protests are planned for Sunday. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strofe, VOA News.